is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to get together on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, Michigan. Are you from Michigan? We did get word from New York City. Tigers are going to do a doubleheader tomorrow. Back-to-back games. That was a scheduled off day. Because it's in New York against a National League team, and they don't want to go back and play two. So they will get their second straight rainout. Jason Foley for the Tigers bullpen will join us coming up in about 25 minutes. That's awesome. Thank you, Ben Feidelman from the front office. Ronnie Colangelo. Tigers love us. They do, Superfly. I don't know what it is. Could it be my voice? Could it be that there are just some cool people in the front office there with the Tigers now? Which, by the way, speaking of the Tigers, your last chance to win one of 3 4-packs for Saturday's game against the A's, and the weather looks good this weekend in Detroit. Just text Tigers to 21000. Text Tigers to 21000, and you'll be in the drawing. You'll get 4 tickets texted to you, and you'll get an autograph photo of Riley Green. I'm looking at the notes there from the Detroit Tigers. So, yeah, text Tigers to 21000. Marty Boer for the Michigan Sports Network will pull 3 winners. And they're going to be texted to you. That's pretty cool now with modern technology. And then you can text them to someone else if you can't go. So text Tigers to 21000. Also, with the Tigers off to a red hot start. Heart start? What? Where am I getting? I'm getting like an Irish accent. These accents pop up, but I'm telling you, I may need an exorcism. Brett, there's something strange, man. I woke up and I looked around and I heard like a foreign dialect, loud and clear. Wasn't a dream. What if I'm possessed? What if I'm the star of Exorcist 3? All right, so if you want to take advantage of 15% off on select Tigers games in April and May, go to tigers.com/huge show. That is tigers.com/huge show. I mentioned Jason Foley from the Tigers bullpen in about 18 minutes. Dan Elvey, former Tigers front office executive, one of our Tigers MLB insiders, will talk about the first week of Major League Baseball and the undefeated Tigers. He'll be in studio. Mike Kimber from Lions Nation Unite. We'll talk about the Lions offseason. Also look ahead to the NFL draft. It's April. Draft at the end of the month. Thursday, April 25th, we'll be having our huge NFL top shelf draft party with Bull Rush Sports and David Gregory, who's a certified NFL PA sports agent, will be at the Caucus Club. Oh, excuse me. Can I gain entry to the Caucus Club? Not unless you have a wristband. How do I get a wristband? Listen to the Huge Show. We're going to have limited, like only a couple people probably will be able to go from the listeners. And Marty Boer's like, well, we can't leave the listeners out. The place holds 200. David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports, sports management company based in West Michigan. He has 100 wristbands. We have 100. Coppercraft Distilleries involved. Honolulu Blue. It's April. Celebrate the NFL draft in Detroit with Honolulu Blue from Coppercraft. Look for it in stores across the state and also ask for it at your local bar, pub, or restaurant. Blue Raspberry Lemonade and Vodka. Honolulu Blue. It's no coincidence that once we partnered with Mooch and the crew from Coppercraft Distillery, the Lions took off with Honolulu Blue, which you'll find inside Ford Field. They'll be one of our presenting draft day bash sponsors. I mentioned Bull Rush Sports with David Gregory. Matt Golden. Oh, he's been to the Caucus Club. Oh, have you been up to Tullymore? Have you seen? Oh, the course will be opening in April. It's beautiful. Homes and condos and... Oh, can I get some Grey Poupon here at the Caucus Club? So Matt Golden and Tullymore in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, stepping up. And Josh Garvey and the team from Dorn Mayhew. It's going to be a big day. That's a big event. They're talking about 100,000 people, if not more, downtown. So what we're doing is staying at a hotel out in Birmingham and going to take a car service in so we don't have to park. That's a smart way. I don't know what Uber's going to be. The surge pricing there, you may be forced to give up a child to get a ride. That's going to be a great weekend. It's awesome. Yeah, so we'll be in Detroit, Caucus Club. It's a private event, so we will give away some wristbands the week before. Maybe about 2 weeks before, so people can make it in. Marty says, Bill, you got to make your listeners part of this. This can't be an uppity Caucus Club. Oh, my God, David Gregory, I haven't seen you since the polo match. Oh, is that Marty Boer? Oh, Marty was a great polo player until he fell off the horse. So that will be a cool party. It will. Marty goes, like, hey, is Lomas going to be there? I said, I think Lomas is with Herman Moore at Soaring Eagle. I think he's there on the 25th. We'll be fine. The NFL draft is in Detroit. We don't need any hype. We're in a cool place, 0.3 miles from the NFL draft stage in downtown Detroit. It's a private party. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6. The thing doesn't begin until 7. And trust me, a couple of listeners will get a pair of wristbands, so you'll be able to get in. And then Marty asked me, who are the celebrities there? I said, well, let me check the list. Me, myself, and I. He paused, and Boer goes, that's not a celebrity list. And I said to Boer at about 1:40 p.m. this afternoon, are you implying I'm not a celebrity? And he hung up. We work well together, our entire crew, including Brett, when all three of us have different ideas about everything. So, yeah, NFL draft weekend, you got rounds one, and then the Friday night, and then Saturday, 3 days. Yeah, I'll be down there for day one of the draft. We might hang around and do another show. Tigers are playing an afternoon game to stay away from the draft on that Friday, April 26th. And then on April 27th, my son Ace is going to the Under Armour Next event at Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio, which could be a springboard for bigger and better things for him. That's pretty cool. Yeah, so I'll drive over from Detroit to Cleveland. That's fantastic. Proud of that kid. I am. So Tigers rained out last two nights. Doubleheader tomorrow. Back-to-back games. They've been doing that now. Take like 30 minutes in between. And then the Tigers have the home opener on Friday. And I'll be at Tin Roof Albert Dale, want to thank the engineering advisor for the Michigan Sports Network setting us up, Tin Roof. We'll be broadcasting live on Friday, 10 a.m. at Tin Roof. Home opening day bash with our friends from Budweiser. So if you're coming down to the game, stop by Tin Roof. Say hello on Friday. And make sure you text Tigers at 21,000 if you want to try and score a four-pack of tickets for Saturday's game against the A's. It'd be nice Tigers could sweep that series tomorrow. Dan Elvey, former Tigers front office executive, will join us coming up later this hour. Jason Foley in our next segment from the Tigers bullpen. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, will tell us what's going on. First, let's go to Adam and Frankenmuth listening on 100.9 FM, The Mitt out of Midland. You're on the Huge Show.
Huge, long time no talk to you, sir. I think the last time we spoke, we were up at that draft party up at Soaring Eagle. Speaking of Soaring Eagle,
yeah, that was like that was a quick year. That was a quick year. They asked me to be up there on the 25th, but I had already committed to downtown Detroit with David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports and those other clients. So yeah, I'll miss being there. But last year that draft party was awesome at Soaring Eagle. It was fantastic.
Well, the one we were at, Huge, I was talking about was the basketball one that you were up to.
Oh, yeah, the basketball. Yeah, with Mo Pete and those guys.
Yeah,
right?
You and I talked about, you know, we might do a segment later on down the year about officiating, you know, in Michigan. You know, I'm a high school official. We get started tomorrow. Beautiful, man. Baseball's back. Gotta love it. Take a look at the Tigers, man. When I first looked at them in spring training, I swear I was watching the movie Major League all over again. And I'm like, who the hell are these guys? And then just watching them play, man, they could have something special. I mean, I know we don't hit the ball very well right now, but they're fun to watch. I know that right now. I'm excited.
Yeah, so am I. And Adam, good to hear your voice in Frankenmuth. And I love 100.9 FM, The Mitt, and everybody that listens to this show. And now, they got the local show at 6 o'clock. Is it the payoff? I think it is. Is that right? The host who does 6 o'clock, I've seen some of his snippets on the Mitt Twitter feed. He's a talent. So if you haven't listened, you're tuning in on 100.9 FM, stick around after the Huge Show. Listen to a great local show. Is it the payoff? I'm going off the top of my head. I think it's a payoff. If I'm wrong, I'm sure I'll hear from Brad Tunney and the crew from 100.9. If I want to give a shout-out to Bill Stavropoulos, hope I'm going to play in the Dow Championship LPGA Pro-Am. That tournament's been moved up to late June because of the Olympics in Paris in July. And it's growing, just like with the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give, the Dow Championship at the Midland Country Club. Two of the best stops on any golf tour. I'd line them up against majors. I really would. So Dan Elvey will join us in studio. Also, Dan will stick around in studio when Jason Foley from the Tigers bullpen checks in. We do have our Flying Ace Whiskey Huge question of the day. Who's your early season Tiger right now that you're kind of connecting with? You can join us on air at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. That is on the Honolulu Blue listener line. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on that Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. And if you want a shot at winning Tigers tickets for Saturday, text TIGERS to 21,000.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
And now to the chopper for our traffic report.
There's a lot of traffic. It must be headed to Meijer for the Buy 5, Save $5 sale. Shop select General Mills family size cereal, Oikos Greek yogurt, and select Coca-Cola or Pepsi products, plus deposit where applicable. All Buy 5, Save $5. Mix or match at Meijer.
Okay.
Deals so good, you've just got to talk about them. Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's Burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's Chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new food district. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Less than 10 minutes, we'll hear from Jason Foley. He's got the eastbound and down Kenny Powers hairdo out of that Tigers pen, him and Chafin going a little Al Hrabowski old school closer-ish type hairstyles. He'll join us. They now get an off day in New York. He's from New York, so I assume hanging out with family and friends. Tigers will play a doubleheader tomorrow at 12:10. And the second game will follow 30 minutes after the first. They're going to flip it quick so the Tigers can get on the plane Thursday night in New York City to Detroit for the home opener on Friday against the A's. Dan Elvey, former Tigers front office executive. Good to have him back in studio talking Tigers, MLB baseball. And Dan, here we are looking at an undefeated Tigers team with great pitching, still not hitting the ball, but timely hits have been a big factor with two extra inning wins.
Well, you really got to like the way that this team has started off, Bill, because they're 4-0, but it's how they became 4-0, and they've got 3 one-run victories to their credit. And it's always been my understanding in Major League Baseball that if you win the 1-0 games, if you win the 1-run games, it really reflects favorably upon your club overall, because one-run wins are very difficult games. And you saw that with the Tigers. You often have to come from behind. You have to have a good bullpen to protect leads. You have to have timely hitting. All of your strengths have to come to the fore to win one-run games. And you saw that this past weekend against the White Sox. And you saw it against the Mets when they broke open a scoreless game in the top of the 10th inning and put a 5 spot on the board.
You know, outside of Maeda, every other pitcher has looked awesome.
Right. Oh, they're starting pitching, again, outside of Kenta Maeda, has been outstanding. And it's, and in my book of baseball, Bill, the starting pitching is the absolute best position on the field. For you to win, you have to have good sound starting pitching, and the Tigers are on their way to demonstrate that.
Yeah, you know, you look at the camaraderie and culture from the dugout that we see. You look at the starting pitching, which I talked about this last week when you were in studio, that when I was down in Florida, I noticed that what they were rolling out with arms was the best we had seen in 7-8 years. And now you see it on a schedule roster that includes, you know, the White Sox, who are very average, the Mets, who are vastly overpaid, and they're going to get the A's for the home opening weekend on Friday. So things are lining up for a good start, which, you know, we know good starts in any sport can take a team a long ways.
Well, and how do you like a bullpen that's given up only one run in 17 innings?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, my
every
goodness.
Arm. A Fiedo, his yes. slider the other night before the last two rainouts, Monday night, I think it was, his slider is just phenomenal. I listen to my brother Bob, you know, who played pro baseball. Oh, you've yeah. been around
I know
pro
Bobby.
Baseball. And yeah. he goes, his slider right now is unhittable.
And you add the fact that they've got a favorable schedule extending here with the A's, who are the worst team in baseball, and the Pirates, who are off to a good start, but this is a team that's not very good. And you could have a tremendous start above and beyond what they have now. So things are really looking up for the boys down there in Motown.
And I've been saying this, you know, all along, even before the 4-0 start, that give me Baez and Torkelson having, they don't have to be all-stars, just oh. productive years, and this team can win the AL Central.
Well,
the
Baez and Torkelson have to hit for some average. I mean, I like the fact that Torkelson hits 31 home runs. I mean, that's, you know, that gives him a lot of value, but you want him to hit 31 home runs and hit 250, not 230. And Baez has really been a disappointment in his first 2 years with the Tigers. He's got to hit, and I agree with you, at least 250, perhaps 260, and 15 to 20 home runs would be a real bonus for this club at this time.
Yeah, well, and again, we'll see when the schedule gets tougher. This team will have built some confidence. They understand rotations already. You even can see the player adjustment based on situations, which could be a lefty starter, righty starter, game situations. A.J. Hinch has tools to play with. Fetter does out of the bullpen. You mentioned the one run. And this is all happening with a team batting average. What is it, 214 right now?
214, yeah.
214.
Well, listen, I'm anxious to for tomorrow's doubleheader because I want to see Casey Mize pitch. You know, he's been out over a year now with that Tommy John surgery, and he is supposed to be the ace of the pitching staff. And as I've mentioned, Bill, in my mind, starting pitching is the number one factor on a major league team, and it's mathematical. Okay, you take a look at a starting pitcher. Your best starting pitcher is going to give you 200 innings, which means mathematically, you have to face at least three batters per inning. So if you pitch 200 innings, you're going to face 600 to 800 batters in a season. That's a lot of outs. That's a lot of batters. You look at your best hitters, they bat 500 to 600 times. So a starting pitcher is more valuable than your best hitters normally. And that's why it's very important that Mize has a good year, that he rebounds from that elbow injury. And if he can give you 200 innings and not get hurt and have a 2-point-something ERA, the Tigers could be on their way for the playoffs.
I will tell you that down in Florida with that spring and opening day promotion, I watched Mize start that last exhibition game that they kind of treated like a regular season game, and he looked awesome. He looked fantastic. And again, starting pitching down on the farm, Job, if one of these start, you know, you're going to get injuries. It's going to happen. I mean, they're set up top five farm system right now. I like what Harris has done as president. You know, Canna is the at bats. My brother, again, I listen to a guy who's played. He goes, this guy is one of the better eyes I've seen.
Yes.
Where that will come into play late in innings and big games.
Well, and Canna is a good all-around player. He's a good defensive outfielder also.
Oh, yeah. And Urshela, I was trying to think with his potential gold glove, and I heard Monroe and Benetti, and how good is Jason Benetti?
Oh, yes.
He's fantastic, isn't he?
He is.
He is just, he's funny. Yeah. He knows the game, has great stories. But Urshela has a gold glove, like, spotted third base. And I'm trying to think, when was the last time the Tigers had a gold glove third baseman? Or at least someone at the corner that was, I'm just going back off memory, you know, Candelario, no.
Aurelio Rodriguez.
Old school, yeah.
Yeah.
But who else has been?
Don Wirt.
Okay, Dan. Don't want to date everybody here. Don Wirt. I'm going to have to cut you off at 68. We can go back to the, you know, 68 Tigers maybe. But I think before that, we're getting into dinosaur land. Okay, Dan. we'll go with 68 because we have all, you know, the world champion. And
I'll stop it at Aurelio Rodriguez.
Yeah, thanks. I was asking. I was trying to figure out. Well, really, with Salah, you got Baez for his lack of hitting. He still is one of the better defensive shortstops in the game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a solid defender at shortstop. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm looking. I'm trying to be objective and look at holes on this team early. Forget the schedule. Forget that they're 4-0. Do you see holes on this roster right now?
Well, second base, the jury's still out.
On Cole Keith?
Yeah, for me.
He has the look of a major leaguer, but yes. I don't think he has the major league, obviously, experience. And, you know, they have the ability with Ibanez to kind of platoon him to let him settle in and not take all that pressure on, but they're paying him, what, $30 million,
well,
right?
That's exactly right. I mean, he needs to have life experience there at second base, and we'll see what he can do. You know, but the Tigers have a good bench. I mean, they got Vierling. They got McKinstry. Those are both proven major league reserves that can fill in case he stumbles.
I love McKinstry.
I do too.
And I'm Vierling too. They're the perfect role players. And you have the ability in the outfield to rotate guys in. You know, Riley Green can get his swing calmed down. Monroe was talking about that it looks really violent right now because he's trying to jack everything, right?
Yeah.
So, but he's a talent and. Yeah, so I'm trying to find a weakness on this team. If I won't look at 4-0. I won't look at, you know, an easy schedule to start the season. They have bench depth. They have starting pitching depth. They have great arms by, it was a 17 innings, one run in the bullpen. They have role position players. They have the ability to go lefty-righty based on a starter. You know, again, you're not going to stay healthy in a 162-game schedule, but this team has come a long ways in the last 12 months.
It sure has.
And the fans, because the one thing I love about the state of Michigan and doing this show, Dan, whether it's the Lions, whether it's Pistons, Wings, Michigan State Tigers, they know their sports and they know their teams. And you see the Tigers' fever right now. It's not just because 4-0, season's not over. They're not printing playoff tickets. I said that on my Twitter page. I said print playoff tickets. People are like, are you serious? I'm like, no. But the fans, this is a reason to come back to Comerica.
Well, you know, this is the first time they've been 4-0, I think, since, what, 2015?
Yeah, 15.
Almost 10 years.
And this is the best team, at least. We discussed this a little bit last week, and Dan Elvey, former Tigers front office executive, one of our Tigers MLB insiders in studio, will get to the rest of the first week in the AL Central, Major League Baseball coming up. Jason Foley also is scheduled to join us from New York City. But with those guys getting another off day, if he doesn't join us, we'll get a make good. Okay, Superfly, you're stressing. You're sick. You got sweat. You look at his hair is beating up and his hat. And these guys, I think I gave him my cold I had for 8 days. So you'll be okay, Brett, if Jason Foley doesn't. If he doesn't call, I got Dan Elvey in studio. He knows baseball. Oh, there it is. Jason Foley's calling. Look how happy Brett is. That's a beautiful thing. We do have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. You can answer that. Who's the Tiger you connected to early in this season? I'll ask Dan that question after we talked to Jason, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. That is on the Honolulu Blue NFL Draft Hotline. Blue Raspberry Lemonade and Vodka. Look for Honolulu Blue at Ford Field, in stores all across Michigan, and ask for it at your local bar or restaurant. Jason Foley's part of that bullpen for the Tigers. 17 innings, one run allowed. And also Foley, from the old school photos from his Major League debut in 2021, he now has the perfect, and I'm a huge fan of Kenny Powers, Eastbound and Down. He has one of the greatest, him and Chafin. They may need a hair playoff. I absolutely love it. And Jason joins us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How about you? Thanks for having me on.
Was the,
not the first time I've been compared to Kenny Powers, so yeah, I appreciate that.
Have you watched Eastbound and Down?
I've seen bits and pieces, but never really got a grasp on the whole show. I've seen an episode here or there, though.
Yeah, you got to watch the year when he's in Mexico playing pro baseball down there. That was I love it. It's the hometown hero, and the guy just can't let go. But Jason, beyond the cool hairstyle, this bullpen, and I talked about it earlier with Dan Elvey, one of our Tigers insiders. You know, 17 innings, one earned run. The mindset, the offseason, this isn't happening by chance. It's based on talent. So tell me about that Tigers pen that you're a part of.
Yeah, man. Like you said, it's a really good group. I think, you know, a few of us have been together for a while now in that bullpen. You know, Lang, Vest, Fulton, Chafin a couple years back. And, you know, I think we've been a pretty crucial part of this team for the past couple of years. And I think we've just been kind of growing on that and feeding off that and just kind of excited to be, you know, the part of the team that kind of helps shut the game down when we need to. And we've made some great additions, you know, Shelby Miller, and then Chafin back in action, and then, you know, Joey Wentz and Alex Fajardo as ex-starters coming in there, and they had a hell of a spring training, and they offer maybe some longer innings and some ability to throw multiple innings down there. And I think a lot of us offer a lot of different, you know, angles and stuff and different ways to get all types of hitters out, and it's just been – and AJ's done a great job of putting us in, you know, favorable matchups and favorable spots, and I think it's shown. So, yeah, I think there's eight guys down there that we can trust in any spot.
Yeah, my brother was a former second-round pick of the Brewers, and we were watching the game Monday night, and Fajardo's slider was as nasty as anything I've seen. He was just dealing. It was unhittable, and, you know, Mize will get one of the starts in the rain makeup doubleheader tomorrow. You guys get back-to-back nights off in New York City, but Chris Fetter, his influence as pitching coach, like I said, this isn't by chance or an accident. It's a game plan. It's an off season. It's in season. Tell me about the Fetter influence on the bullpen and the starters.
Yeah, I mean, Fed has been great in his tenure here, and also his other pitching coaches, Robin Lund and Juan Yepes, who mans the bullpen down there. But Fetter's done a great job as well as all three of them. They just think they're good at taking our strengths and really magnifying them. Right? They don't try to turn us into new pitchers or new things. They try to take what we're good at and really emphasize that and hone in on those things. And I think that's what makes a good pitcher, right? It's tough to do everything good in this game. It's tough to get every type of hitter out or throw every type of pitch, but they do a good job of honing in on what we're really good at and making it even better. And I think he takes a pretty simple approach and lets us kind of be free and do our thing. And I think it helps a lot.
Jason Foley from the Tigers bullpen joining us on the Huge Show across Michigan. Before I let you go, the culture, it's obvious, yeah, winning makes everybody happy, but even before the regular season started, you could kind of feel the culture building inside that Tigers dugout clubhouse. Tell me how that came about.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. You know, Scott Harris, our new GM, or president, I should say, has harped on that, as well as AJ. That's something they've harped on for a while, is building a winning culture and a group of, and you know, getting a group of guys that are all on the same page, and I really think we do have that, right? We've got a lot of, like I said, we have a lot of younger players, like pre-arbitration players and early arbitration players that are in their 20s that have been together playing, you know, in the majors and minors together for 5-6 years now. And I think we've really kind of built a good foundation of guys who work their butts off and have a great time doing it. And I think it shows the last couple of years. I mean, all the veterans, one-year signees that have come in have all said, like, this is a super fun clubhouse. It's a super fun atmosphere to play in. And I think it shows, man, we have fun. Obviously, winning makes it more fun. But we've also hired, you know, Scott and AJ have done a great job with our coaching staff, too. They've hired, you know, great people across the board, guys that are great at their job and also great to be around. So I think it's a really fun atmosphere. It's an atmosphere that you enjoy coming into work every day, and it's a fun place to be.
So who's impressed you the most from a year ago? If we roll it back and you go to 2023 in the start of the season, forget wins, losses, what player has busted his rear where that's inspired you, you've seen it, and the results have shown early in this season? Who would that be, or who maybe multiple names on that list?
Yeah, I mean, again, it'd be tough to pinpoint one. There's so many guys you could mention. I guess I'll give one from the pitcher, one from a hitting standpoint. But, I mean, Tarek Skubal is he's a hell of a pitcher, man. I've played with him for about 5 years now, and you could just see how hard he works and how much it pays off. And we missed him a bunch at the early start of last year in 22 when he was hurt. And he worked his butt off, and he comes back, and he's throwing – you know, damn near 100 mile an hour fastballs from the left side, and he's able to go out there and shut down just about any lineup in this league. So we love having him out there. We always think we're going to win a ball game with him out there. And I'd say from the hitting standpoint, I mean, Torque has done an awesome job too, man. I mean, again, everyone is, but Torque obviously as a first overall pick has had an unbelievable amount of pressure on him and expectation, and he obviously, you know, he broke with the team in his first year and they sent him down, and he didn't take that lightly. He came back up and had a tremendous year last year, hit 30 home runs, and we expect him to keep doing that because he puts in the work every day, and he's a hell of a hitter.
Jason Foley, one of the big arms out of the bullpen for the Tigers. He'll be a factor throughout the season, joining us from New York. Tigers rained out again for the second straight night. Originally had an off day scheduled tomorrow. They will have back-to-back games, a quick doubleheader, then jump on a plane and home opener against the A's on Friday in downtown Detroit. Jason, I know you guys are busy. You can go hang out, have a great meal tonight. I know you're from the New York area, so you can see family and friends there. Thanks for your time.
Of course. Thank you for having me. It's great to speak.
Yeah, Jason Foley. When I bring up Eastbound and Down, I don't think major leaguers like that show. Because they are totally being a parody on everything in minor and major league baseball. So guys that have made it who are legit, they don't want to look at that about, you know, a career that was blossoming or some guy that's just full of himself. If you haven't seen Eastbound and Down, I think it's on Max. I find it to be one of the funniest baseball things I've ever watched in my life. And it's not for the family. Don't bring the family around. Don't do that when you're watching Eastbound and Down. Dan Elvey's in studio with us for another hour. We'll talk more Tigers, AL Central, the headlines from the first week in 2024 when it comes to Major League Baseball. You want to join in our Flying Ace Whiskey, huge question of the day. What Tiger have you connected to early in the season? You can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opted on that Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. And if you text TIGERS to 21,000, you could be in the drawing later today for one of three four-packs of tickets for the A's and the Tigers on Saturday in downtown Detroit, courtesy of the Tigers and the Michigan Sports Network. Just text TIGERS to 21,000. And if you're looking for 15% off tickets, select games, April and May, go to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show.
From Petoskey to Detroit, this show is huge.
in Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app. Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Save big on fuel with M-Perks. Earn points on your Meijer purchases in-store and online. Then use your points to claim a fuel reward and save up to $1 off per gallon of gas at Meijer. Claim your M-Perks fuel rewards in the Meijer app and ID at the pump to save. Plus, earn points for qualifying Meijer Express purchases and look for exclusive Meijer Express offers. Download the Meijer app to sign up or see Meijer.com to learn more. 10 cents to $1 off per gallon based on points earned. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Wisconsin. Max 30 gallons.
Make sure you listen weekly to our Moving Ferris Forward interviews with Ferris President Bill Pink and other leaders who are moving Ferris forward. Find out more about Big Rapids and Ferris and what they have to offer at ferris.edu.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Good job, Superfly, getting Jason Foley from the Tigers bullpen. Tigers have another off day because the game rained out last night, rained out tonight. Tigers will play an afternoon doubleheader tomorrow in New York City against the Mets. Then they'll jump on the plane. They won't get an off day before the home opener on Friday. I'll be at Tin Roof, our Budweiser home opener bash, right across from Comerica, the old Chelly's. If you're going to be in the area or coming down for the game, join me. I'll be there 10 a.m. until I walk over for the game with our winners from the spring into opening day promotion. So, Tigers fever. Dan is alive and well right now. People are into it.
You know, I guess if you're going to have games rained out in back-to-back days, I guess there's no better place to be than New York City, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say that to Foley. Yeah. Like,
hey, I mean, my goodness.
Great food. Yeah. Go hang out, you know, friends, whatever. It's New York City.
You're not going to be bored there.
And the reason why they couldn't postpone it until later in the year, they're not going back.
Not going back.
To play the Mets.
No.
So that's how they had to do it.
Maybe they could play the Yankees in the afternoon and the Mets at night.
If there's rain again. A New York day night doubleheader.
Imagine that. Huh?
That would be awesome. Yeah, I love the doubleheaders. I think minor league baseball should do more of it. I think it draws people out, right?
You know, when I was a kid, I used to always search the schedule for the doubleheaders, and I talked my dad into taking us down to Detroit, and back then they didn't have these split doubleheaders. You'd pay one for one game, and you saw two games. And you usually got to see the entire roster. That was what was fun about it.
Like Ernie said, 2 for the price of 1.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he also, I think, said that with Sweet Lou and Tram on a double play. Yep. 2 for the price of 1. Dan, we'll talk more Tigers. We'll look at the AL Central one weekend. Also, the rest of the American League, National League, early season storylines. If you want to join in, you can answer our Flying Ace Whiskey Huge question of the day. What Tiger have you connected to early in the season? 1-866-838-4843. That is 1-866-838-HUGE. Later in this broadcast, Mike Kimber, Micro Mike, Lions Nation Unite. We'll get an off-season update on the Lions. And also Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, will join us. Remember, if you miss any Huge opinion, interview, hour, or full show, our podcasts are free and we are everywhere. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts.
Big, bad, huge.